What are the examples of the caring evidence? The examples are endless and beyond counting. Every atom in the universe is an evidence of caring, whether we already knew this fact today or that we will be aware of it tomorrow. A. Insulin, the hormone responsible for digesting the glucose produced by the pancreas according to the amount of sugar that you ate. B. The strength of the heart pumping blood matches the energy needed by the muscles according to the effort to be exerted. C. The valves of your stomach prevent the food from returning to your mouth unless it hurts you. D. Were it not for the valves of the colon, your clothes would have been spoiled continuously. E. The bones of your skull do not cling until you descend from your mother's womb safely and easily, because if the bones were clinging, then you would not get out of your mother's womb unless the bones were broken. Moreover, the growth of the bones will not complete until the growth of your brain is completed. All the axes of your nerves that carry electrical signals are covered with a dielectric layer, as we do now with the electrical wires, so that the electrical signal is not lost or be troubled. G. Electron revolves around the nucleus at 1,000 km per second, otherwise, it will fell inside the nucleus by the force of attraction with the positive nucleus. And then the universe would have been ruined before it emerged. This is the ideal speed to form the atom. When two atoms of hydrogen are merged, 0.7% of the mass of hydrogen turns to energy. If this mass is 0.6% instead of 0.7%, the proton will not be merged with the neutrons, and the universe will remain devoid of hydrogen. If the percentage of the mass converted to energy is 0.8% instead of 0.7%, the merge will become very rapid, which will lead to the disappearance of hydrogen immediately from the universe, so life will become impossible. Then the percentage must be between 0.6% and 0.8%. The electron mass represents 0.2% of neutron mass, and this is the standard mass of the atom formation. The buds tend to germinate directly towards the source of light, and the roots are directed downwards, since the buds have an excessive sensitivity to light. All the information they need to function is encoded within the seed, and there are hormones that control the upper and lateral growth of the plant and toward the roots, all of which are also encoded in the seed. You eat the delicious fruit and then you throw away the dry, tasteless seed, so you are subject to the wisdom that governs the whole universe, allowing that fruit to pass its genes everywhere in the earth, giving you a sweet taste and hiding its genes inside the heart of a smooth dry seed. Once it is stuck to the ground, it begins to quietly diverge into branches and roots. In this way the mother has succeeded in passing its genes to the children. All this happens in plants that do not know anything. Who adjusts the information to those deaf-mute fruits, and adjusts the amount of sugar in it so that it tastes good? Who made another seed unacceptable and unappealing, so that you throw it away? Who has loaded the seed with the sufficient genetic information to create a new plant with all its details and functions? K. Recently the scientists talk about the total mass of the universe, and that it is necessary for our existence on Earth. Inertia, which means the resistance of the body to any change in its movement, this grace comes from the mass of the universe as a whole. If the inertia was less than it is now, the simple air could have moved the rocks and the rock could not have withstand the least effort exerted on it. In such a world we are constantly exposed to the bombard of all kinds of things. If the inertia is greater than it is now, we would have found it very difficult to move our fingers, and if we can move our fingers it will be impossible to control their speed and direction. This means that we will not be able to move or to do any simple activity. The first person will not leave the place of emergence, and so will not the embryos leave, if they can, the wombs, but with great effort. So it is interesting that the amount of inertia must be the same as it is now. What surprised the physicist, especially Dennis Sciama in his book Unity of the Universe, is that the mass of the Milky Way galaxy does not participate in the control of inertia except by 0.1 per million, while the mass of the Earth does not control the inertia only by 0.001 per million. This leads us to say that the ideal inertia that is the basis of our life and through which we practice all our activities is the product of the total energy of the universe as a whole. This makes us say that our existence depends on the mass of the universe and the existence of the universe as a whole. Allah said, interpretation of the meaning. And we did not create the heaven and the earth and that between them aimlessly. That is the assumption of those who disbelieve, so woe to those who disbelieve from the fire. Quran 38:27. The more the science develops, the more the wonders of wisdom and precise details of creation appear. Some atheists criticize the caring evidence and say there are non-ideal things such as diseases and earthquakes. The existence of some imperfect things in the universe, as the words of the atheist, does not negate the existence of perfection. It thus confirms the existence of perfection in the universe. If there were no perfection at all, the atheist would not have realized that there are some imperfect things. How can you speak of a flaw in the design in a world without any design? What they describe as imperfect is probably a form of lacking knowledge or a lack of understanding the wisdom of things. The believers do not say that the universe is perfect, or that there are no misfortunes, but they say that the universe is perfect, and that nothing occurs without purpose. The position of the atheist is similar to those who deny the workmanship of the spacecraft because of the huge amount of petroleum materials in the vehicle that are liable to explode at any moment. The world was not designed to be eternal, or to make us immortal. But we are created to be tested with the different trials. Allah said, interpretation of the meaning. And we test you with evil and with good as trial. Quran 21:35. All of this is included within the framework of purpose and wisdom.